Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Love is this week's Advent theme. John's Gospel begins with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The Apostle John means to blow his readers' minds before they read on any further concerning his account of Jesus Christ, the man who he walked and lived with for over 3 years. Does John's beginning sound familiar? It sounds like Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's no accident. John is saying Jesus Christ was the Word, and Jesus was with God. That means Jesus was coexisting alongside the Creator of the cosmos before time and space came into being. So Jesus had relationship with God, but then John adds, He also was God. Try to wrap your finite mind around that. Jesus was co-equal and co-eternal, infinite in majesty with the Father. And then John adds, without Him was not anything made that was made. And what John is saying is that if anything falls into the category of being made, it is the result of Jesus making it. Thus, Jesus is not made, unlike any of us. Jesus was completely separate from us, up in glory, on His heavenly throne. Don't you think that is quite a start to His gospel? As an author, John, you're not very big on suspense, are you? There's actually a number of great authors who've written stories about royalty, who actually disguised themselves like commoners so they could mingle with the common folk. Such an idea intrigues me because, frankly, I find it hard to believe. Don't you? I mean, imagine a world leader who yesterday was living in luxury in a magnificent palace. This morning, they decided to put on clothes purchased at Walmart, and they drove to your city, walk into the coffee shop, and sat down with the likes of you and I. That would be amazing. I'm not sure I'd want to do that if I were a great king. Would you? That sort of story grabs my attention. Shakespeare actually writes a scene where King Henry dresses up like a common soldier, and he mingles with soldiers about to go into battle, and he ends up in a conversation about whether the king is responsible for souls who die in the king's battle. My favorite probably is Soren Kierkegaard's, who wrote about a prince on a task for his father king. And it takes him through the poorest part of town, where he notices a maiden, and he falls in love. And this prince decides the way to prove his love is to give up his glory. So he moves into her neighborhood, and he takes up work as a simple carpenter, in the hopes that this maiden might discover that he had come seeking her. Yeah, he could have overwhelmed this poor maiden with his glory and his position, but he saw the better way to prove his love was to identify with her in her lowliness. The reason I like Kierkegaard is because his fiction comes closest to what John was eyewitness to. John will go on to say in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." I like how Eugene Peterson puts it. And the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. It took John over 3 years to figure out that Jesus, a baby turned carpenter turned rabbi, a fellow with dusty feet, calloused hands, who ate and drank what everyone else did, who talked with John, rebuked John, who healed folks, who taught, and then died an awful death. It took John 3 years to figure out he was also the ruler of all creation, who in love became man to save man. Because of his great love for us who are in darkness and perishing, Jesus was sent by the Father to redeem for himself a bride who would join him in glory. Jesus moved into the neighborhood to show his love for the bride he seeks. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet discovered who Jesus is, You may not have 3 years to try and figure it out, but the good news is John has already done the work for you. So meditate on the first three verses of John this Advent season, and then slide down to verse 14 and marvel over the love our Lord Jesus showed you and I when he was born in Bethlehem on that first Christmas morn. If you already do know him as your Lord and Savior, well, you just continue to marvel that you're a greatly loved, spirit-filled child of the King, and his first coming guarantees his return to take you home. Remember who you are and who you belong to.